Wood. We know it only fallen. We see it only struck, gashed. Alive, it covers itself inside the modesty that is its survival, behind the gruff bark meant to dissuade penetration. A sweetmeat, and once severed from the rest, we suck its fiber for juices, the ensuing intoxication we call warmth, or solidity, or home. Stronger than our thigh, we learn to kick with it. We massage it with acrid oils, applying makeup to its corpse. We stroke it and hide behind it from the wind or one another. We pray for it to crackle with dryness and acquire the contagion of fire. Once ablaze, we ensure its contagion does not escape the deepest crevice of the home that is the hearth itself. The rest of the home must not see that madness. It must not know how brilliant wood can be. A forest is the first calendar factory. Inside each tree, a series of shadows. Without light, circular lines demarking the heft of every winter, the jubilance of every spring, the satiated tedium that is summer, and the inevitable fall. Each woody column a testament to the ability to endure, if only for a while, the ravage of a difference that will not end and will come again. Like perverted children, we fall it just to look inside, to feel perhaps less lonely, to find a mirror to concentric, barked up, defoliating, sometimes flowering selves. On occasion, we forget that we had to invoke the wood's death to be able to look inside its act of living and see how long it had lived, what had perturbed it, and when. This happens inside a forest, which is where most wood can still be found when you arrive with a blade.